Blog Talk Radio.
I am making my way on a journey through the valleys and hills of my heart to the kingdom of freedom and true love, where from my God I will never depart. And I'll sing la 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 la, my King, my Lord, and my life. La 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 la, I'll seek you from morning to night.
Bye.
Dr. Shirley Caniff here, General Manager of WSCIRO, C Christian Internet Radio, Outreach of Greater Boston. And it is Tuesday, June 15th, 11:40 a.m., and the sun is shining in Stoughton, Massachusetts, which is actually Greater Boston, about 20 to 30, I'd say about 20 miles away from Boston. And 25 to 30 miles from the Cape. So we are kind of in the middle of the road there. And this is finally, we're finally here, folks. We're finally at the much-awaited broadcast, The Love Crisis and the Father's Heart Cry for His Beloved Bride. And that's the topic of today's Faith Talk Live Prayer. And we've actually had this particular program scheduled, I would say, when the Lord downloaded to me and my husband about the topic. He wanted us to do this before we kicked off the series, actually. We're going to be talking about faith and various from various perspectives and the different levels of faith. But, you know, the Lord was downloading some, like, pertinent information from the kingdom within the last 2 weeks, from Memorial Day. And, like, now I know he's continuing to do some things. And one of the things to require prophetic action, as soon as that happened, it was more, it just opened up more levels of revelation. And his presence started coming in a very, very strange and unique way. So I just have to go along with the flow. And I was meaning to, you know, come on a Sunday and talk about this, but the Lord kept saying, no, I have more. So, you know, the Lord gets the glory, and he's in control. And, you know, faith wouldn't be a journey if we didn't have the Lord, you know. And he's the reason why we live and we move and we have our being, you know. It's all in him. And before we go into the rest of this show, I'm looking at an hour and 46 minutes. We're going to cover a lot. It's a lot of rich stuff to chew on. But, you know, when the Father gives it, he gives it, you know. So, anyways, I'm Dr. Shirley Caniff, General Manager. And before we go any further, there are a couple of announcements that I'd like to talk about. Events that are happening here, you know, new ministry adventures for, you know, people that we network with through social media network, and hopefully maybe in a closer way as time goes on. But that's God's doing. He does the connecting. So, anyways, and he does the connecting in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So, anyways, I just want to just let everybody know, first of all, you know, John Paul Jackson is their co-founder, director of Streams Ministries, and he is the, I guess, the o- overseer of all the bridge churches that he actually established all over the world. And the reason why I got onto Facebook is because I was a regular member of his blog, and he invited everybody to join him on Facebook, and he had several pages, and now he has a huge fan page. But since then, we've actually grown. We've had a personal page. My husband has his personal page, but I have a personal page, you know, specifically for the television ministry, WSTKI-TV, and we somehow integrated that with WSCIRO, and as we're getting a bigger fan base on Blog Talk Radio, we decided, you know what, we're going to just have a fan page. So we have Faith Talk Library, a fan page on WSCIRO. But John Paul Jackson now has a fan page. He closed his personal page. It's just for anyone who was on his personal page and you listen to this show and you're my friend, says you were his friend and other people's friends in his ministry network, that and that, I think that's the New Hampshire and the Texas network. But anyways, he closed his pages, go to his fan page, and you'll be happy you did. That's where he's going to be connecting with a whole lot of people about what's going on in his ministry. Well, anyways, if you want more information on his ministry, it's streamsministries.com. But there's something that you'll see when you go on it, and I'd like to talk a little bit about it. And I kind of feel like I'm putting John Paul Jackson at a disservice because, first of all, I'd like to be able to invite him on our radio show and he could tell you all about it and all of what he does. But, you know, there's just not enough time in the world, and maybe at some point I'll get enough nerve in the Holy Ghost to ask. You know, we'll have a member of our administrative staff connect with him. So, you know, that'd be awesome. You know, I mean, he's on the Joni show. I mean, he's already getting the big press, but, you know, we're just little people doing little people things through the social media network. And so anyways, he built a center, a foundation, a building for Streams Ministry, or I should say purchased one, and they are going to do some renovations in that. And they moved their offices from, I believe, Colleyville, Texas. I don't even know. I can't even conceive Texas in my head because I've never been there. I've only been Arizona, and that was it. But everything else is like going to Mars. But anyways, so he moved his office from Colleyville, Texas to Flower Mound, Texas. And you can get more on the Streams Ministry website. But they are asking for people to donate. There's a vision of the Nehemiah anointing that someone had given him. Charles Dixon had given him a prophecy how he was going to come into that Nehemiah anointing. And for those who don't know what that is, it's, I guess you have to go to the Old Testament and read that book. But anyways, John Paul Jackson actually functions under the Daniel anointing because of the dream, the gift of dream interpretation that he has. And it's a strand of the prophetic in there, and maybe even apostolic because he established churches. And it also establishes other people in ministry. So he's a teacher. He has a gift of imparting the teaching ministry so that people can do what he's doing. So that's why he built Streams, the Streams Center. And that's Flower Mound, Texas. It's 1420 Lakeside Parkway, Suite 100, Flower Mound, like the name Flower, F-L-O-W-E-R, Mound, M-O-U-N-D, Texas. 75028 is the zip code. And I believe that there is a phone number, but if you go to streamsministries.com, their phone number is there as well. Okay? And they are looking to raise $40,000 to build a wall that would separate, I guess, the actual meeting area with the classrooms and that they will establish. So they're going to have a kitchen area, dining area, and it's just going to be awesome. That's going to be great. So, and for those who want to be trained to be a teacher, yes, they already have taken the Art of Hearing God, I believe that's 101, Understanding Dreams and Vision, 201, and then I think there's an advanced one of 202. But, again, don't take my word for this, because these classes are always changing as the Lord downloads, you know, especially when people are open to the Holy Spirit, like John Paul Jackson. So, anyways, there's going to be 25 offices in there too. Wow, as I'm reading this description, the offices are like there are two new classrooms, the 25 offices that are fully furnished. And then, like I said earlier, there's going to be an addition of a large kitchen dining area for the students and a sizable warehouse for expansion. So they're hoping and praying for, you know, for other things to happen on this building. And of course, there's going to be other courses that are going to be developing as time goes on, as to get more teachers. But they're looking for anybody to donate, or, you know, maybe be even a regular partner and designate your offering for that. $5, $10, $50 or more. He's saying here, if they get 80 people, they could have, you know, that could get $500 each. Then the wall be erected. They can, you know, continue to do, you know, to go forward in what they want to do to bring the kingdom of God to the earth. Okay, so I think that's about it. Like I said, find out more. Go to his site, streamsministries.com. Okay. All right. Another thing that I didn't write down here is that I'm a student, actually an online student, at the Kinkelman School of the Prophets. You can go to School of Ministry and register. He's selling his class. His school that he had established since, oh, I think it's 2 years ago. Wow. Last year. Because I started taking the classes last year. April 2009, all right? And I'm telling you, it's jam-packed full of, like, revelational knowledge. You get changed and transformed because he imparts, you know, a teaching in the anointing that as he's teaching. And they are always having people praying behind the scenes as he's teaching the courses, as we're doing the quizzes, you know, online. This is awesome. He doesn't know that it's me that's taking it, but I feel that I always have to upgrade, you know, what the Lord's given. So what I suggest is that you go to kimclementschool.org and sign on, log in, and you'll see, how you can purchase the CDs. Right now we're in the school Destiny, and we started it out with prophetic perception and then prophetic revelation, and now we're in Destiny. It goes along with, what we're doing, in our ministry and how the Lord is working within my life, within the spirit of my life, and how he's working as far as growth is concerned. Because we not only grow physically, and intellectually, we grow spiritually. There's a lot of stunted growth out there, but, you know, once you get beyond the pride, right, of like I've known all I need to know and I don't need to know anymore, once you get beyond that, you know, life becomes pretty, pretty glorious because, you know, you're in the glory, you know, of God. And you also have to also be receiving food from the right tree, you know. Most people, when they're not in the Holy Ghost, when they're not walking with Jesus, they're eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But when you receive Jesus, his Holy Spirit guides you, you know, to the knowledge of, you know, to get the knowledge from the tree of life, which is only through the Holy Spirit. So it's really awesome what the possibilities that God has for his people. In a couple of minutes, you know, after I read these announcements, we are going to go into communion because I really want the Lord to come in a very special way and only really legitimate. When I say legitimate, if you want to come into a deeper communion with the Lord, the best thing to do is to partake of his communion if you want, you know, Christ to be formed in you and take on the character of Christ, as well as the mind. It's a transformative process. It's awesome. Okay. All right. This week, at the Metro West Bridge Church in Natick, Massachusetts. I'm always saying Framingham because it's near Framingham. Right in, you have to go down to Sherwood. You have to go into Sherwood Plaza, and it's on this particular street. What street is it on, Shirley? Here we go. I wrote it down. I want you to know. It's like a Shakespearean street. I can't believe I'm saying this. All right. Well, anyways, the Metro West Bridge Church, all right, is having a glory school. And Patricia King from Extreme Prophetic is going to host the glory school. And she's, you know, established a glory school while she was in Alberta, Canada. British Columbia. I don't know why that reminds me of Alberta, but British Columbia, Canada. And the Lord called her out to Arizona, and she not only established a ministry in Arizona, but she's also established a media, God's Media Army, and there's now going to be a school for, you know, specifically for God's Media Army, and also for people who want to do filming and different things like that to make this world a better place, you know. The other thing is that, you know, she has a school, you know, prophetic boot camp, and she has different things going on. So I would go visit her at her site, xtmedia.com. And she's also on Facebook, so become a friend. And we have her as a friend. It's awesome how everybody's interconnected there. It's Strathmore Road. Okay. So I just saw it. The directions, I should say the actual address for the Bridge Metro West is 7 Strathmore Road. For those who have a GPS system, Strathmore is spelled Strathmore Road, Natick, Natick, Mass. The zip code for Natick, Massachusetts is 01760. If you want to call for further information or to register, because it's taking the registration up until the time it starts, it'll be 508-651-0277, 508-651-0277. And John Thomas is the senior pastor of that particular church. So, and he has some other things that are happening, too, as well. They also have a Collide School once a month, and we'll talk about how that impacted me. That's part of the show. As the show goes on, I want to just break down the schedule for the next 3 days. Starting Thursday, June 17, 2010, for the Glory School, there's going to be at 5:30 p.m. there will be registration. At 7 o'clock p.m., there will be an evening session. Friday, from June 18th to the 19th, Friday to Saturday, there will be a 9:30 a.m. morning session. There will be a 2 o'clock p.m. afternoon session and 7 o'clock evening session. So from Friday on, from Friday to Saturday, they'll have, you know, 3 times that they would meet. And I think that's it's going to be awesome. We have people from our ministry who had gone up to Toronto with us when we first started going to Catch the Fire on a regular basis, way back in the early, the beginning of the millennium. And it was just so awesome because Chet was really into talking about how God is going to expand her ministry. And it was more in revelation phase, and to see how far it's grown and, you know, as she took steps in faith. It's just awesome. You know, she's an awesome woman of God, and I recommend those who are in the area, come on by. You'll be glad you did. And, you know, that's what the Lord is doing. He's releasing his glory where we'll be able to feel his tangible presence more and we'll be able to be in, you know, greater fellowship with him than we were ever before. And but there's, you know, a way to live in glory so we can linger. And this is what this class, this school will be all about. It's just awesome, you know, because we don't know how to live in the glory. You know, we're going to rip ourselves off. We're going to end up, you know, living in the land of weeping and gnashing our teeth, and we don't want that, right? We don't want that at all. Okay. Is this all, Lord? Let's see. Oh, yes, for my students, I have a school of ministry. I don't know where it's going. Mine is a little bit more laid back, like me, all right? We started on Ning, the Ning social media network. My friend Charlene Rice, who has the gift of art, creative art, from the Holy Ghost. She was the one that made me aware of it when I came onto Facebook. So we did Blog TV together, and I still have an account with Blog TV, and I will get back to that, but I'm just going based on what the Lord wants at this time. So anyway, she was the one that made me aware of Ning, and it was a free account, and we started our school ministry. Our school colors were on there, and we liked the Gill ministry curriculum, so I invested in that, and I really felt that the Gill ministry curriculum has what it takes, you know, when people want to get in to ministry on an introduction is Jesus, but I'm more of a entry beginning level, they need to understand the basics more, and how Christ is formed in them, you know, as they get closer to their calling. And we have a four-step process called the four phases of ministry development, which, you know, phase one has the elements of inner transformation, and it has inner transformation. And the Gill ministry curriculum to, you know, as the basis of forming a biblical identity. And then, if you know, we, you know, in phase one can become released into ministry formally through an ordination or commissioning. You know, we like to call it a commissioning because there are some people that coming down ministry, they're from the Catholic Church as well, so they feel more comfortable with calling it the commissioning. But, you know, for those who want it to be an ordination, we have that availability as well, and we have a graduation. But it's as you go pace. I always connect with the students through the video, and you know, we have about 30 students, and we have the status update, and I can, you know, of course, a lot of them are my friends on Facebook, so they get not only the school, but they get the radio and they get the television. So, you know, everything is an extension of all of that. And I hope to at one point develop a video which will take the four phases of ministry development, which is our curriculum model for SEEK International Leadership School of Ministry, and teach others and how they can help develop others under that same model, depending on the emphasis that you are walking in your ministry, the kind of ministry that you have. At some point, we like to have courses in there called Out of Here and God. I'm being trained. I have to take the Out of Here and God. I'm still in the correspondence course with that, but my goal is to get certified at the Phoenix Ministry School and be able to teach that in an online manner through video, as well as on campus, wherever that would be, to teach people how to hear God's voice and also how to interpret dreams. These are wonderful ministries that I seem to be flowing in, and the Lord's just using people like John Paul Jackson to bring them out more. So some people may already have that as, you know, an initial deposit from the Holy Spirit. But you want to develop that more so it can be more effective and God can use you in a greater way to help out others as well. So while you're talking about the Ning, about SEEK International Leadership School of Ministry in relation to the Ning Network, is that there are going to be changes. I had not charged anybody. It's a free school. It's still going to be a free school. The only charge, requirement is that at the end of the curriculum, at the end of you taking the class, depending on whether you want to become ordained or just receive a certificate, there is a fee, but it's not a tuition fee. It's just more like a processing fee. So, and we will, require two forms of recommendation from a pastor or a leader or a ministry that's still new for about 2 to 5 years. There is a formalized form. And also, we ask to that you just write I don't want to say proposal, but write, a paper on what you feel the Lord's calling you to do, and formulate a mission and vision. But we actually teach that in phase one. So It doesn't. It seems like a whole lot, but it's not really. It's fun. And so at some point, because we are now on Vimeo, we're going to connect the two because, like I said, we ourselves have to now pay to continue the school, something like $3 if you have under 100 people. So $3 a month. So I think we can afford that. I think we can, the grace of God, right? So and what we're going to do is connect now the Ning social media network through Seek to the Vimeo, because we'll have more in the Vimeo Plus, and our private setting will have more capacity for the PDF files. We'll be able to post all our PDF files there, and people could just, the students can just go right there. They'll see the calendar of events, of anything. They will have be able to have a longer footage, more space to post our videos, teach out of that, to interact at the same time. And it's awesome. So I am developing that again, redeveloping as changes are happening to social media networking, and it's just awesome how that's happening. But we'll, you know, use the venue of the radio, Blog Talk Radio, to update, to keep everybody updated and posted as well. You know, we do this with other people's ministry. We do that with our ministry. And we just wanted to be that voice for what God is doing. And I think that is it. But anyways, I just want to just, we have about an hour and 23 minutes for this broadcast. And I just want to just offer this broadcast, this time, this special time to the Lord of hosts, the Lord of heaven and earth. Jesus, thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We just come before your throne on bended knees. We just come, not begging, not asking for selfish reasons, but we just want to come, Lord, and ask that you would receive us, and Lord, that would we receive you, your fullness of your presence for this time. That we are able to talk about you, sup with you, stay with you, rest with you. We thank you, Lord, for this fellowship, for this time of fellowship. We just want to just offer up this communion for you. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Come into our hearts, come into our minds, our wills, and our emotions. Oh, through your Holy Spirit, through the spouse, through our spouse, that you've given us, which is your Spirit, that you've given us on the earth. We thank you, Jesus. We just break this bread so we can recognize you more in our midst. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we just take this cup as a, in memorial of your sacrifice, your blood sacrifice for the atonement for our sins. And Lord, anybody that's listening, Lord, I just pray right now that you would just shower your love upon them, lavish your love upon them, and all that you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We thank you, Lord, that nothing separates us from your love. Nothing. Nothing. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We just wanted to ask the Lord to send his kingdom, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Just wanted to thank the Lord for what he's about ready to do. I'm going to play a tune from John Palsy, from his album, Lord, I Believe. And it's called Thank You, Lord. Thank you.
how my heart burns with love for you. But my world, they always feel so close. For love is something only my heart knows how to do. You left your throne in heaven's glory, took the form of a sleep. Your life out on the cross, so that I could see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to leave my life behind me. And live like you. Showed us all the way. When you knelt there. Your throne in heaven.
Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb that was slain. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that your sacrifice is not in vain. Thank you. Okay. Well, well, I just want to just go, you know, I want to, you know, talk about some dreams and visions and revelation that the Lord had given me concerning restoration and transformation in this time period. It was definitely a shift. Many people are talking about the shift that happened. And it started for me. I started noticing probably within the last week of May, and it's been increasing, okay? The Lord's been doing something in the area of smell translation. There are times where he'll give me, especially after times of worship or when I'm just thinking about the throne room, I would just, you know, the presence, the fragrance of smoke would just, you know, that I would experience would just carry me into the Holy of Holies. And, you know, and if I'm thinking, you know, holy thoughts, it stays with me, it lingers. And, you know, he also does this in, you know, with other things, you know, like in the spirit that he wants me to understand. And within the last couple of weeks ago, this smell, this turned into the fragrance of oil, you know, and it happened to increase as the oil from the Gulf was, was continuing. And I thought that it was my bus. I thought it was my, I just thought it was just a local area, you know, something's going on with the tar and everything. But when I got away from those areas, when I changed the oil filter, I didn't do it myself. I had the mechanics do it. Changed the oil filter on my bus. You know, after that, the smells should go away. When you leave the environment where they're not tiring anyone, they should go away. But it was still there. It was there when I was blogging in my studio that I'm in right now. And it just kept getting stronger and stronger and stronger until I began to ask the Lord, why are you showing this to me? What's going on? Am I at the Gulf at the same time? I had to ask him. And, you know, and what does this have to do in the spirit? Is it both? Is it one or the other? And he said, it's both. And basically, he was sharing with me that although he didn't allow the oil fiasco to happen at the Gulf, he didn't do it himself directly. He allowed it to happen. It's his prophetic action as to what he's doing in the hearts and in the lives of his believers, of his children. And he's releasing oil deep within us, an oil gusher in the Holy Ghost. All right. But like that vessel after the explosion, it, you know, there was a crack, you know, and many people have partaken of the explosion of the Holy Spirit that happened in Lakeland and the different outpourings that happened after that. But yet they, you know, some didn't get as filled as others because there was cracks in the temple, you know, in your temple, and things that came from your historical life, you know, since you've been alive. And the Lord is saying that the Lord, you know, he wants to heal it. He wants to seal the cracks, okay, because this oil that he wants to flow through you is for the healing of the nations. But he's going to do this in the Holy Ghost when people worship and things like that. You know, it's nothing that you can do for yourself. But he was showing you as you cooperate, in his mercy and grace for your life, as he puts his thumb on certain issues of your life that need, his attention. And he already knows, he wants your full attention, and he wants your full cooperation, and he wants you to trust in him to know that he will work everything out for you because he loves you, and because you are called according to his purpose. Okay, has a lot to do with your call. And this is actually a paraphrased version of a video that I actually did. I did a 42-minute video when the Lord just downloaded this originally. It's on YouTube, and it's on also on Facebook, but primarily I did it for YouTube. And you can go to youtube.com, WSTKITV, and WSCIRO. That's, you know, after the forward slash. So it's youtube.com/ WSTK and WSCIRO, and type in the Gulf oil crisis, and I should come up there. You should see my face. And you know, feel free to just sit back and relax and listen to it. I get into, you know, some Shirley stuff, but, you know, once you get past that, it's because the Lord broke into my ordinary time to tell me this, so I'm describing what was going on at the time. Because that, I think that's helpful, because many people need to know that that's what God does. He comes in, he taps you on the shoulder. You know, sometimes people can feel his taps, and other times it's just more in the spiritual realm. And for those who are not used to the spiritual language, it's all metaphorical, based on symbolism. And at the same time, you know, we're not thinking out of our left side of our brain, which is analytical and full of reason. We are, you know, functioning, you know, out of the right side of the brain, which is symbolistic and spiritual, and you know, and the emotional levels, and all these wonderful things. Creativity comes out of the right side of the brain. So one day I'll get more into that, but that is not for this show. But I needed to explain that to some of you who are, you know, just tuning in and saying, what is this lady talking about? Okay. So so that's what the Lord wants to do, okay? And for many people, it's going to be a new beginning in ministry. And it was just so funny. What should I do? Should I talk? Okay. Well, let me talk about, I'll go into this other, because you gave me a series of dreams and visions, and it seems like for this show it's kind of out of order, but he's rearranging it so I can talk about it, it can flow. So there was a dream that I had received after I went to the Metro West Bridge Church. And I went on Saturday. I went to Collide because Keith Luger, who, you know, is from Fort Worth, Texas, and who has served John Paul for 5 years, was in the area. And I being a producer and a broadcaster on YouTube, I came across a lot of his videos when they were doing some things in Texas. And I liked it because he's a worshiper, and he really gets into the throne room. And he sings with Joanne McBatter. I'm sure you all are aware of this, and we will play it from time to time. And in fact, I might play some of it today towards the end. Fire by Day, Cloud by Night, those CDs, yeah. And they really have like a Native American throne room sound, if you could put those two together. But, you know, he ascends to the places in worship where I have ascended before when I was worshiping more regularly with a group. And so to make a long story short, he was there and he talked about victory, what the Lord was going to do, how he wants his people to really grab the vision of victory. We do suffer in the good, very, very good, but, you know, he wants us to grab the message of victory, because he's victorious. He won it all for us, and we just need to apply that to our lives, and we have to be victorious. We have to teach the world how to be victorious, you know, people in the Lord, and how, you know, and how they can attain this as well. So, you know, we got to be those good examples. And you know, so he was praying, and it was just so awesome. And earlier that day, before I went, you know, some of you who have been following me since the early days of YouTube, one of my shows, early Faith Talk Live prayer shows, I talked about how I was a cheerleader. in high school. I was a captain. I was not only a cheerleader, I was a captain of the cheerleading squad. So I had must have had the loudest voice and the greatest, you know, inspiration. I don't know. They thought that I should be a captain. So I was for football and basketball. And I remember just, you know, rejoicing over the cheers because it was encouraging me. And there was a strength. There was something that happened from within me, you know, whenever I was encouraging people through and leading people in the encouragement. And the Lord brought that cheer back to me. It was the victory cheer. And I was, and when he brought that back to me, he goes, this is what I'm doing with my people. So then when I get the two collide, and that's what Keith Lucan was talking about. He was talking about coaching football, you know, with his boys and their team and talking about being on the winning team and, you know, talking about how, you know, they're going to strategize to win instead of lose. But anyways, so my the cheer that the Lord had put in my heart was, victory, 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 that's our cry, la-di-da, we are the very best, la-di-da, the best than all the rest, la-di-da, we are the very best, la-di-da, 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 hey, and then I turned that around, I'm like, J-E-S-U-S, you know, more S's, S-S-S, Jesus is the very best, la-di-da, he is the very best, the best than all the rest, la-di-da. You are the very best, la-di-da, la-di-da, la-di-da. So I say that back to Jesus and things like that. And so it was so funny when I went there. It was such a confirmation. And that's right. The Lord, he wants to seal our crack, you know, from that oil, you know, that oil so that we don't spill our oil, all right, because our oil is always going to flow forever, unlike that other oil crack that, you know, if they don't know when they're going to stop it, but it is going to be stopped at some point. But the Lord is saying, but that the oil that he's pouring forth in his people from heaven is going to keep flowing into eternity, you know, but it's also going to be flowing for the healing of the nations. And so that's so awesome. We serve such an awesome God that he would interrupt time. And I it was so funny, this week, I was just listening to WGBH. They seem to do a lot, get a lot of news from all over the world. So I actually like that news broadcast because you get it before it goes to the other station. So I just heard this little tidbit of news about how another oil refinery exploded, you know, right near lakes and streams in Utah. But they got that under control, but it still caused some damage and some environmental contamination. And I'm like, Lord, what are you doing? You know, what is this? Is this a terrorist act or what is this? And he's just, you know, this revival is going to happen in Utah. Wow. You know, as and I mean, that's Mormon country. Well, he had said that to. My daughter had married a Mormon, you know, it was her sweetheart, and you know, I'm like, Lord, she was raised up in you, and, you know, she's the one that you raised from the dead, what's going on? And the Lord said, because she has, you know, we are all called prophets and, you know, priests and kings, and, you know, under the order of Melchizedek, right? And he said, you know, she's got a prophet's daughter. I'm like, oh, me? Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm thinking, yes, and I could pray. I could be interceding while they have something from my loins in their camp. I could be interceding for their salvation and revival for the whole Mormon religion. That they would get the true revival and the true revelation of heaven. So, you know, that's what you have to do. You have to look at the way that the Lord looks at things, all right? So, you know, that's why we have the victory. That's why we need to start, strategizes with others, with the Lord, with the Lord first, and then, you know, he draws people together, you know, to come up with the winning plan, that, because we've already won the victory. It's just more like implementing the strategy, you know, the strategy of heaven. And so that's what this whole oil releasing is all about. That's why he's just in the business of just releasing this oil so we can be the Christ, the Jesus to the people, and we can be transformed. This oil is transforming oil. It's not only restorative, it's transforming. You can't have transformation without restoration or something. You know, you got to enter the time of restoration, then the transformation happens, and it happens continuously. So we just thank you, Lord. I thank you for that. So after that dream, after that time period, he was also releasing new dreams in people, you know, that we get greater clarity and things like that. So, you know, I was home, and, you know, I just had a wonderful night's sleep, and I had this reoccurring dream of being in this classroom, all right? And it was like, I thought I was, like, missing assignments. I'm like, I missed my assignment. Oh, no, we're late. My husband was in this dream with me, too. And the classroom was blue and white. And I was so concerned because I was already in this particular priest class. And then it was like, but, you know, I kept missing assignments. I felt like I was still back in high school. And it was like, I know I've been gone for a while, but I'm like missing my assignments. What's going on? I really want to make this up because I really want to graduate to the next level. You know, that's what I was saying. And I kept calling, making reoccurring phone calls, and couldn't get the number right. And all of a sudden, the Lord brought us to the teacher. I would say, it was like brought me and my husband to the teacher. Who was that? I believe that this teacher was an angel that, you know, was dressed as a nun. Okay. And she just was at the end of her time, her season, and she goes, I don't want to do this anymore. I want, you know, I don't have any assignments for you. You know, you've already done what you needed to do. This is what she told us. I don't have any more assignments, you know, for you. You've done what you needed to do. But then somebody put these files in our hands. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do with these files? Okay. And she said, I think you should go to that room over there, because there was a door opening up. And it was a dark room. That's what I didn't like about the door, you know, opening up. But it might be a dark night of the spirit, which, you know, and that's, a lot of people can grow in that, inquire of the Lord and draw near, close to the Lord to hear the Lord more. But it was like, there was another person that went in there, because another Christian that I recognized, that was nameless, faceless. I recognized the spirit of the individual, if that makes sense. Went in there. I'm like, and the person was wearing white. I'm like, I think I'll go in there too. But I had to go in with these files. And then she said, I asked her again, so what do I need to do with these files? Because she was already darkening that person. She said, the other person, you can go, you can make an offering, you can go. I said, is that what you want us to do? Yes, you can go, you make an offering, and that'll be fine. Everything will be fine. I'm like, make an offering. I'm like, I don't have any money. Make an offering. What kind of offering am I going to make? And after, and then that's when I woke up. But I had the files. And then the files, it was so funny. There was a music file. There was a health file, a health. And there was, like, all these other, like, paperwork that I had to pass out to people, like syllabuses, things that, you know, lesson plans and everything, you know. And I know that it's a teaching anointing. And when I woke up, I got a sense of that the Lord's going to do something and he's going to increase within his body. It's not going to be church as usual. It's not going to be ministry as usual. He's going to make us a walk-in center. I know there are people that have bought buildings and, you know, spend lots of money. Because you have major ministries, you can do that. You know, but he said, I am training my people, you know, to be where I want them to be. And they're going to be like, you know, their temple is going to be likened to like a revival center. We're going to be walking revival centers, okay? We're going to have music going around us, worship. Our hearts are going to be worshiping 24 hours. There's going to be constant salvos. We're having teachings coming out. and many people are going to learn from us. And we're, you know, and things like that. Because this is what this oil is going to do. And it's a holy work. And, you know, and people are going to, he's calling many people right now to the dark night of the spirit that have come out of the dark night of the soul. Dark night of soul is, you know, where you get restored in the valley. Dark night of spirit is more like acquiring the things of the Lord. You become a more transformed, more polished vessel, you know, and things like that as you worship him. And that's what the Lord is saying. Now, he would use ministries like, you know, we just mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show when they offered the announcement about what Streams Ministries is doing. There may be centers that are erected, that the Lord is building through the hands of men to accommodate larger amounts of people. Okay, but he's going to do a lot through clusters and online and things like that, online trainings. And it's just going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. So he's calling people to do to be a revival center to the nation. Wow. Woo! So get your files ready. You know, there's going to be healing, too. It's going to be healing to the nations as well. That's where the health comes in. I would, if I were you, I'd go online. iTunes has human anatomy physiology, because a lot of times people are going to need to know the parts of the human body to, because when they get words of knowledge, they're going to need to know how to put that in terms that people can understand and know where these parts are, because you're going to have to maybe lay your hand on that part if you can do that. You know? So God is, he's doing the work. He's doing a new thing. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And it's going to be healing. It's going to come through nutrition. You know, God's going to be giving you people nutrition remedies from the throne. It was so, speaking about nutrition remedies, I had been going through, I've had an ongoing digestive issue since I was a baby. I was a colicky baby. And so I knew what foods I can eat, but nobody else knew around me. So I had a very bad system when I was growing up. And, you know, coming from the Cape Verdean background, there's a lot of fats in that lifestyle there. So there was somebody that's trying to call me. Wow. Hold on for 1 second. The caller's there. If you could just hold on for 1 second, I just want to finish this testimony, and then I can get your call. So anyways, I was in this room, and there was a lot of the people that I blog with. This is in my dream. And there was an angel, a healing angel, and I didn't know it was an angel at the time. It was break. There was a break for lunch, and I didn't have anything, as usual. And this angel says, he gives me this chocolate-covered tomato with the green stem coming out of it. And I looked at it, and I'm thinking, oh, chocolate-covered tomato, really? You want me to eat this? He goes, and then this is what he was serving to everybody else, but everybody just kept going by the plate. And so I definitely... I'm like, well, I'm adventurous, you know. And so I said, can I have a piece? And I had a piece in the dream, but it was really scrumptious. It was really awesome that when I woke up, I really had this craving for chocolate-covered tomato. And I ran this by a couple of people on the blog that I blog on. And a lot of, you know, I got the understanding, you know, and also as I was inquiring the Holy Spirit, that tomato is purity. Seeds, the tomato is a fruit, you know, and, you know, we have the seeds to sow. Chocolate is the sweetness of the Lord, but something about that green stem is like more like maturity in the Holy Ghost. It was plump, it was full, and that's what the Lord is doing, but it was something that he wanted me to, I asked him, I'm like, Lord, so what do I need to do in my physical life? Because there is also physical redemption of our body. And I know we get that through communion, but sometimes, you know, when the Lord is about ready to do a move, and you're walking in the prophetic, he, you know, allows you to do things through prophetic action. So my husband and I, my husband was like, let's make those chocolate tomatoes and see what happens. And so we did, and I, you know, I felt like something shifted inside of me in the atmosphere. Then I heard everybody else talk about there's a shift that was going on. So I know that that was for the greater body to come into the fullness of their calling, you know, so they can be ready for that oil that's coming from the throne. And so I didn't realize, I didn't plan on this, but I'm just stepping out of faith. And there is somebody that is coming on air. I don't know who they are, but we'll see who what happens. All right, here we go. Hello? 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 I don't know if I can hear you right away or if you can hear me. You're calling from 757. can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you. This is Minister Sharita. I was just listening.
Okay. Were you just praying? Or? Okay. I guess this person hung up. It was not a good connection, but I'm sure that she'll get this broadcast. She's free to call back if she wants. Okay. Wow. But the next time, what I'll do is... we will have an open mic at one point. I was thinking maybe on a Friday. Actually, the Lord was putting in my heart that I should probably have at least another intercessor, maybe Kate Nana, who's been on from time to time. And, you know, we can actually offer up Friday nights for Friday night prayer time. That's why there are times where I have something scheduled Friday, and if I don't have people, you know, the intercessors with me, I won't do it on Friday because Friday is supposed to be for prayer when I get the Friday people together. So pray for that for me, for those who are listening. That's going to be awesome. And I want to pray for that caller right now. Lord Jesus, I just pray right now that this caller that called, that you would just touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord, release within her spirit, within her being, the fullness of what you want to do, release that holy oil, the oil from the throne, and Lord, any cracks that she may have in her temple, in her, in her vessel, Lord, that you would just fill that crack in Jesus' holy name. I think she's back on. I think she's back on. Hello. I was just praying for you. Okay, I think we're having a problem with her connection. But anyways, what I would do, if she has her radio on and you're listening to this, get in contact with me on Blog Talk Radio through the email. And maybe if there's something you want to share on the show, we can... And so maybe you are one of the intercessors the Lord is bringing to me. Well, we can talk at some point. I'm going to try you one more time because I see that you're back on. Okay, let's see what happens. Hello? Hello, caller?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. How are you doing?
Fine. This is Minister Sharita. I was just listening.
Okay. And has anything that the Lord put in my heart, has that touched you in any way? Do you have anything to share at this time?
No, not right now.
Oh, okay. Are you an intercessor?
Yes.
Yeah, the Lord was showing that to me because I just put out a call in the spirit while you were, trying to call it back in. For intercessors to come alongside of me on, and we can have a show specifically on Fridays to pray for people, and things like that. I just need about one or two people. And would you be willing to do that?
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. You know what the best thing to do is you know, are you a friend of mine on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio?
I'm not sure. I have to look on my Blog Talk Radio page.
Oh, okay. So you got me on Blog Talk Radio. You can either email me through that, or you could become a friend of mine on Facebook under Dr. Shirley. But I'll look at my email on Blog Talk, and then I can talk to you more about, you know, what I have in mind. Is that all right?
Okay.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I'm going to go back to do the show, you know, to finish off the rest of the show. We have 43 more minutes left, but I'm going to go and to the viewing audience, I mean listening audience, we're going to go into a song, and just want you to all sit back and just think, you know, just think about the love of God and you know, how much He loves you, okay? And it's so funny, I'm going to put you on mute so you can hear the rest of the show, okay? All right.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right. So anyways, what I had another dream vision as I was waking up from the classroom vision that the Lord had given me. He was singing to me this song by the Righteous Brothers. And it was quite amazing. Actually, I have their song on. And it was right after I came from the Collide worship experience the night before. And it was the song by the Righteous Brothers, "You Lost That Lovin' Feelin'." And I was so moved that, you know, he wanted me to, I posted it on Facebook, and I went on YouTube, found the song and the lyrics, because it ministered to me. It was his cry to his bride, the church. I'm not talking about any particular denomination. I'm talking about the body of Christ and where we are now. And how, you know, we are always wanting more of the Lord, but somehow we get stuck about how do we go about it, and we get stuck in, you know, criticism and all that stuff, and it kind of gets in the way of what the Holy Spirit wants to do. It gets in the way of the love that's fallen from heaven. But He has a call, and we're ignoring His cry. He's crying out for us, and we're so loud in our cry. We're like, We don't stop to hear the Lord's cry. So it came through the Righteous Brothers. It was so funny how the Lord used that. And I'm like, yes, Lord, yes. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to, well, let me just go through the words, and then I'll put it on. So, you know, you can hear. My husband and I kept playing. We're like, we hear the voice of the Lord through this, through these people. You know, they may not know that they were used like that, although the person who started the Righteous Brothers, his name is John Wimber, you know, and he's, you know, was a man of God, and he left the whole scene, the music scene, to become a minister. And he'd gone home to be with the Lord in the early 90s or mid-90s. But anyways, the Righteous Brothers, "You Lost That Loving Feeling." "You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips." Sounds like from Solomon, huh? "And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, baby, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that loving feeling, whoa, that loving feeling. You lost that loving feeling, now it's gone, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And girl, you're starting to criticize little things that I do. It makes me just feel like crying, baby, because baby, something beautiful is dying. You lost that loving feeling, whoa, that loving feeling. You lost that loving feeling, now it's gone, whoa, whoa, whoa." And then this next one really threw me. "Baby, baby, I get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do. We had a love you don't find every day. So don't let it slip away." I, you know, and then it says, "Baby, baby, baby, I beg you, please. Please, please, I need your love, I need your love, I need your love, I need your love. So bring it on back, bring it on back, bring it on back. Bring back that loving feeling, whoa, that loving feeling. Bring back that loving feeling because it's gone, 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 and I can't go on, whoa, whoa, whoa." So it's like, you know, I'm going to go on, come back on and pray, you know, into this cry that Jesus, the bridegroom, has for his church. So I'm going to go to that song right now and see if I can just find it. I'll be happy. Here we go. Oh, yes, the last song here.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You want another demon. Oh, I'm love demon. You lost that love. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something beautiful found me. You lost that love. I'd get down on my knees for you.
If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah.
We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day.
Hi. So I hope you got a chance to really take that in. And I had been putting this in my status update on Facebook. And anyways, I got this greeting, a couple of days ago when that first came to me, which on a Lord's Day when I was waking up on Sunday, from 1 John 3. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. So, you know, that's, we also ought to love one another. I'm going to go back to it. I'm going to go to another love chapter. I call the small books of John the love chapters, and rightfully so. Yeah, let's see. Okay. Wow. This is how, okay, it further in 1 John 3, verse 14 to 16, all right. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. This is how we know that what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, all right, this is one way to show love, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with action and in truth. This, then, is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him everything we ask because we obey his command and do what pleases him. And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. It's not like, it's not our choice to love. He commanded us to love. To love in the way that he prescribed earlier when I was reading the scripture. And the best kind of love is to love because we choose to love, you know, to love him, to love others. To love Jesus is not just to love Jesus alone, but it's to love the others around us. And that's really hard for a lot of people who persist in the attitudes of their cultures, that they come out of. So, but God is—he's going to deal with all that. He's going to deal with this. You know, there are people that are going to—you know—they're leaving now the dark night of the soul and they enter into the dark night of the spirit, where, you know, they, you know, learned about, you know, who they are and who they're not, okay, in the dark night of the soul. And, you know, they've learned some lessons and now they're, you know, they're restored somewhat, but now they have to go through the walking out, the transformation, the thing that, that they have to inquire on to get to that place that God wants them to be, for ministry. You know, there are people that have, and I know that, it's because we're human, in our human nature, we look at each other and compare and contrast, because we get into our left brain thinking, which is reasoning and process. And we look, and also controls the analytical side, we analyze. And so that's how we, look at each other with our physical eyes. And the Lord is saying that's not how he wants us to look at people. So he's tweaking our reticular systems and our perception mode there, so we can get out of the left brain and go into the right brain thinking, where it's more like not thinking, but it's being. It's being who we are in the Lord. It's a way of, living in relationship with the Lord, in the Holy Spirit, with God and with man, as you bring the kingdom of God to the earth. So we chewed on a lot, okay? And I don't want to just leave you cold and high and dry. There's so many good things that God is doing if we just trust in him and obey his commands to love. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for what you are doing, how you love your people so much that, you know, you want us to hear your cry of love, you know, you need our love and as well as we need your love. And, Lord, we can't love unless you pour yourself into us. And, Lord, I just pray more and more, that people would desire you more and more and more. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, just fill us with your love, you know, because we are bankrupt without it, and we're pitiful. And what we want it, even though you say that, you know, most our walk is not based on our own feelings, especially if it's negative. But if it's full of love, it's love feelings towards God,
yeah.
Then we know it's from God, because the Lord is, God is love, and we can walk more authentically in that. So we ask, Lord, for more of your love, your real love, your genuine love, so we can be the people of God that you called us to be, but also so we can love you back, so we can love you back with our lives. Thank you. And love other people to you, and love people back to health. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And anybody out there, you know, who has some significant health issues, there's a couple of things this week that the Lord has shown me he wants to do in his people. Because he wants to keep, you know, it grieves his heart to see people sick, and, you know, because they've either been running around too much or they maybe were born with this, but let's say the Lord, two things: thyroid and the back. And there's a lot of, you know, people, especially 50 and over, who have really been challenged with burning out their endocrine system because they've been eating the wrong food. Maybe there's a lot of stress. They've been taking on too many things. The Lord wants to put you in a place of rest. He's still going to use you, but he wants to heal your thyroid. He wants to give you a new thyroid, a new endocrine system. And I know I'm speaking to a whole lot of people, because if you don't have those, if you don't have a good endocrine system, then cancer can set in, all these things that are lying dormant can set in. So, Lord Jesus, I pray right now, Lord, that you would, and it will throw the whole prophetic thing off, because you know, it affects perceptions and everything, physical as well as spiritual. So, Lord, we just ask for an answer right now. The thyroids from heaven, that you would release thyroids from heaven right now upon your people, taking out their old thyroid and putting in the new thyroid. We thank you, Lord. And I pray also for backbones. I was in a beauty shop. I went to, but that was one of my ministry places. After I ate that tomato, it was like, I'm driving, and, you know, when you give the Lord permission to work and move, you know, and do some tweaking, and you can't help but do what he wants you to do, because it's like, it's, you're under his power. You're he's the Lord, right? And you're not. So I'm driving, doing my errands after I dropped my husband off of work, and I needed to go to the bank before one, so I thought, so I can at least have money for the weekend, and as I was approaching the bank, the Lord says, "No, I want you to go to the beauty shop." I'm like, "Well," and I'm thinking, "No, it's me." But I didn't really have the money. I had to go to the bank to get the money to go to the beauty shop, right? "I want you to go to the beauty shop." And I'm like, "Oh, Lord, beauty shop." He goes, "I need to show you something. I need to teach you a few things." I'm like, "I already know about, you know, hair and everything." And he's like, "I want you to go to the beauty shop." I'm like, "Okay, I'll go to the beauty shop." So I did. I went to the beauty shop, and I go to the back where these women are meeting, you know, it's like a women's day, you know, they're doing hair and talking, you know, and things like that. So I'm watching them do this. They have a two-way mirror, a two-way window, and the Lord said, "No, why don't you go in there?" I'm like, "Lord." So I went in there to ask a question about a beauty tip that I needed an answer to. So as I was talking, all of a sudden, I hear them talking about the Lord, I mean, just before I talk. So that brought me into the conversation, and I found out that these two women that were having a hair done were ministers, and they had unusual ministries, ministries of the new millennium. And the first lady is the playwright, the one that the Lord wanted me to talk to, and she's, you know, does plays for little children. Hopefully she's going to be on. I took down her name and number, gave her a card, and she had this beautiful storybook. She's just waiting for an illustrator to do the pictures that the Lord downloaded to her from heaven regarding the eagles and the birds, and it's written for children, and she also does certain things for churches where it's like, it's all, you know, dramatic plays and dance, And this lady had a back issue. And before I went in there, the Lord was showing me people, you know, it's just, you know, people without faces, you know, that they, a lot of these people have backbones that, you know, if they were working right, you know, then they could walk better and they could do his work better. And, you know, and, you know, he's very concerned with the backbone of the people. And I think he was talking spiritual than anything else. So this lady had just had surgery where she could have gotten paralyzed if she didn't have this particular surgery. And Bono had that one too, and he's recovering pretty well, Bono, from you too. So this whole thing, you know, I've been praying for people with backs, you know, specifically chronic ailments that if they didn't get addressed through surgery, they would be paralyzed. They would run the risk of being paralyzed. And, and also Paul David Guidry had a childhood injury when he was 14, and he had surgery, but his upper back is giving him problems at this time, so sometimes he has excruciating pain. So, you know, I'm right now, I want to pray for these people right now. I want to lift up specifically Paul David Guidry, this lady that I met in the beauty shop, and Bonald continuing healing specifically for their backs and anybody else's back that if they didn't have surgery intervention and even prayer, prayer-led surgery intervention, that the Lord didn't work through the hands of doctors, that they would be paralyzed right now. Well, so I pray for the strength of the back. I pray for a new backbone for them. I not only pray for a new backbone, physical backbone, I also pray for a spiritual backbone for them and also the rest of the body of Christ, a spiritual backbone from heaven, so that the body of Christ can continue to do, move through time. Time is a gift. Move through time to bring the kingdom of God to the earth. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, take away distractions, Lord, that are not of you. And, Lord, and this, the pain that these people have gone through, pain that anybody goes through with a back issue, Lord, we offer that up for the redemption of mankind in Jesus' name. And for the kingdom of God to be released upon the earth in power and glory through this redemptive suffering. Thank you, Lord. We unite that to the cross. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And we ask for the release of resurrection power to become very strong in the body of Christ and throughout the world, the body of Christ throughout the world. In the highways, the byways, the restaurants, anywhere that the group of believers congregate, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of yours now and forever. Amen. For those of you who want to support John Paul Jackson's ministry to understand about also if you want training to understand how to hear the voice of the Lord, if you want to take that course, it's also a correspondence course, Gotta Hear in God, or you want to find out where it is near you, go to streamsministries.com. Go to that section. You'll see the prompts and everything, and that'll be awesome. And if you want to know more about dreams, and because the Lord, you know, in the book of Daniel, read the book of Daniel, he gives us the ability to interpret dreams. So, because it's his language for his bride, his metaphorical language. All right. Well, tonight we're going to come back on when my husband gets home. We have a home studio. We do this out of a home studio. And we are going to start our faith series. I know you're probably thinking, well, don't you? Isn't that what Faith Talks Like Prayer is? Isn't it just like ongoing faith series? Well, we have a specific faith series planned out 6 weeks. And we name it according to what the Lord wants us to name it. And this is going to be called Bootstrap Faith, okay? Faith, Bootstrap Faith. So we'll talk more about, you know, the substance of faith and faith as it applies to different situations in people's lives. different personalities as well. All right? Well, I hope that I've kind of sparked your curiosity. Well, anyways, I've got to get back to work, my paid job. Pray for me, all right, that the Lord would begin to, continue to minister to me while I'm doing my other job, and that I would be a blessing, and the people that I serve will also be a blessing to me because they are very blessed kids. Okay. Well, God bless you. I love you. All right. Don't lose that loving feeling. I think I'm going to play that again. I think I'm going to play that again because we need to be reminded. All right. God bless you. Try it one more time.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You want that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You want that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something beautiful found me. You lost that love. I'd get down on my knees for you.
If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah.
We had a love you don't find every day.
WSCIRO, Seek Christian Internet Radio Outreach, Boston, Massachusetts.